everyone.
大家好。
早上好。Well, I'm excited about being here tonight.
我非常高兴啊，在这里和大家相聚。
And excited to be able to open God's word with you.
非常高兴我们在这里一起来查考神的话语。
I have some exciting things that are about to happen.
我想我们知道说有些很让人兴奋的事情要发生。
Next Tuesday, I will be leaving for Taiwan.
下一个礼拜二我要去台湾。
And we will be in Taiwan for 2 months.
我们会在台湾停留两个月。
But before I talk about that, I wanted to show you a picture of my family.
在我谈论那个之前，我会跟大家讲一下，我给大家看一下我的那个我家的家庭成员的图片。
我的家。
Yeah.
I think. Do you have?
Yeah.
There it is. 我有九个孩子。
Yeah, I have 9 children.
我有三个女婿。
3 son-in-laws.
我有一个太太。
And one wife.
But this is my family, and all 9 children. 3 of my daughters have now been married.
这是我的家。我有九个孩子，其中有三个女儿已经结婚了。
And our last wedding was last December.
我们上一个婚礼是在我们家的上一个婚礼是去年的12月份。
Now I only have 3 more weddings to go.
我还要有三个婚礼要举办。
At least 3 more I must pay for.
我意思是说还有至少还有三个婚礼我要从我要掏腰包来举办。
The second girl on the left is my fourth daughter.
从左边的第二个是我的第四个女儿。Yeah, 这前排左边的第二个是我的家的第四个女儿。
And she and her husband just spent the last year in China.
他和他的先生去年是在中国度过的。
And they were doing cultural exchange.
他们是有通过文化交流的手段去的中国。
And they were introducing some of their Chinese student friends to the Bible.
他们也有机会跟他们在中国的朋友来讲圣经。
And now they are making plans to move back to China together.
那他们现在也计划他们一起要返回中国。
So,the next picture is a picture of our team this summer.
另外一张照图片是我们这个夏天我们的团队。Just click next, it will come up. 那the picture is in a jump drive.If you just click next, it will come out.
In English, we call this technical difficulty.
我讲我们就是技术故障。
No, wrong folder. Tallahassee Chinese Church. Taiwan team, how? It will not open. There it is.
出来了。
Yeah, I think maybe some of you have seen this picture before.
我想你们可能有些人见过其中见过这张照片。
尤德成 is in the front.
我们知道说尤弟兄尤德成弟兄在前面我右边的第二位。
Yeah, these are the students that will be traveling with me to Taiwan.
这些学生他们会和我一起去台湾短宣。
We will spend 2 months mostly in Zhongli.
我们会在那里停留两个月，大部分的时间会停在
Zhongli. Zhongli.
大点声，我听不见。
好，
你们听见就好。
And we will be helping the college students with their English.
我们会在大学教学生的英语
and teaching the Bible as well.
也有机会教他们圣经。
And one week we will be in Hualien.
有一个礼拜我们会在花莲。
And we will be working with the Amis people.
我们会在那里和Amis就是阿美斯人一些人在那里一起工作。
And we will have an English camp in one of the high schools.
我们会有一个英文的夏令营在当地的一所高中。
Last year we came to the high school for 2 days.
去年我们去那个高中在那里停留了两天。
And this year the principal of the high school wants to come back for 5 days.
今年这个高中的校长要求我们在那里能有五天的时间。
So we are excited about going, and we will leave next week.
我们非常兴奋。我们关于这次旅行，我们下个礼拜二就要出发。
If you think of our team, will you pray for us?
当你想到我们的团队的时候，请你为我们的团队祷告。
Pray that God would give us His power.
求神赐给我们力量。
That we would have boldness to talk about Jesus.
所以我们能够有勇气来传扬耶稣基督。
And we would have love in our hearts that would help us to be sincere.
我们心中才能有神灵那里来的爱，我们来做神的工作。
So pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
As I prepared for tonight, I felt like God led me to this passage of Scripture.
当我准备今天晚上的信息的时候，神让我再一次看见这一段信息。
In my Bible, it is titled "The Rich Man and Lazarus."
在我的圣经里面，他讲到说，这是财主和拉撒路，这个小标题是这样的。
And if you notice in your Bible, if you turn back one or two pages,
如果你有你的圣经，如果你往回翻一到两页
，Chapter 15 says the parable of the lost sheep.
第十五章是讲到说那个迷羊的比喻。
And it says the parable of the lost coin.
也讲到说那个失钱的比喻。
The parable of the lost son.
也讲到那个浪子的比喻。
Then chapter 16, the parable of the shrewd manager.
第十六章讲到那个不义管家的比喻。
And this section too is what we call a parable.
所以这一部分我们也讲到它是一个比喻。
What is the Chinese word for parable?
Bi yu.
Bi yu.
Yeah.
Bi yu.
Yes.
A parable. And Jesus often used parables to teach.
主耶稣他常常用比喻来讲道。
You might say that a parable is a story with a lesson.
你可以讲的比喻就是一个故事里边有教育意义的一个故事。
Now, often when I read the Bible with my Chinese friends,
常常当我和我的中国朋友在一起查考圣经的时候
I tell them the Bible is not stories, it's history.
我总是会向他们强调说圣经不是故事，圣经是真实发生的历史。
It's the history of the life of Jesus.
圣经是关于耶稣基督生平的历史。
The history going all the way back to the creation of man.
这个历史一直可以追溯到人类的产生。
And then the history of the first followers of Jesus.
我们也看到说耶稣基督他第一个跟从者的追随者的历史。
So the Bible is a study of history.
所以圣经也是关于历史的研究。
Some 2,000 years ago.
在差不多2000年以前。
But yes, the Bible has stories.
但是圣经里面也有故事。
What we would call parables.
我们把这些故事叫做比喻。
And it's because Jesus loved to use a story to teach a lesson.
因为主耶稣他喜欢用一个故事来讲，来传他的信息。
And I think that this is true in most cultures.
我想这是在大部分的文化里面，这都是一个通行的做法。
We all love stories.
我们都每个人都喜欢听故事。
Now, parables may have many applications.
一个比喻可能会有很多种意义。
But when Jesus was teaching, his goal was to teach one main truth.
可 可是当主耶稣在用比喻来讲道的时候，他只有一个目的。
So when we're studying a parable, we must be careful to look for the one truth.
当我们在看这些比喻的时候，我们要非常小心，我们要只要盯着，要寻找，去寻找一个真理。
There may be many ideas that are communicated in the parable.
在这个故事里面，可能有许多的想，有许多的细节。
But look for the one main truth.
但是我们要看的就是主耶稣要向我们讲述的那个真理。
So we're looking at verses 19 through 31 in Luke 16.
我们看今天要看的是路加福音16章的21节到19节到31节。
And it is an interesting scene that Jesus paints for us.
我们看到主耶稣给我们画出了一个非常有趣的图。
He says there was a rich man who was named, actually who was unnamed.
他这里讲到那个有一个财主啊，财主实际上我们看到真的是这个财主是一个没有名字的财主。
And I think that that's important.
我想这是很重要的一点。
Because the rich man could be any of us.
因为这个财主可以是我们当中的任何一个人。
And then he tells us of this poor man named Lazarus.
他也讲到了这个穷人，但这个穷人是有名字的，他叫拉撒路。
And we are told his name.
我们圣经主耶稣告诉我们他的名字是谁。
Possibly Jesus was referring to someone that maybe they even knew.
也可能主耶稣在讲这个故事的时候讲到的，像这些听众所讲的，是那些听众熟悉的一个人。
But more likely, he was using this name for a purpose.
但是更可能是他利用这个名字来服侍一个目服务一个目的。
Understand that when you're studying the Bible, there is nothing that is lost in its intention.
你要知道，当你在读圣经的话，没有一个句话、一个字是没有意义的。
So Jesus used the name Lazarus.
主耶稣用了这个人的名字，他的名字叫拉撒路。
And in the Hebrew language, Lazarus means God is my help.
在希伯来文里边，拉撒路意味着神是我的帮助。
You see, the rich man was unnamed and could be anyone.
所以我们看到说，这个财主他没有名字，他可能会是任何一个人。
But the poor beggar was a man whose name meant God is my help.
可是我们看到说这个可怜的讨饭的人，他有个名字，他的名字的意义说神是我的帮助。
That name captures the idea of anyone who would say, God is my help.
这个名字对任何人来讲都是讲到说神是我的帮助。
And then Jesus begins to tell us about these two men.
下面就是主耶稣开始讲这两个人的命运。
He says the rich man was dressed in purple and fine linen.
他讲到说这个富人他穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服。
In the Hebrew culture of Jesus' day, purple was the color that the royalty wore.
在主耶稣那个时代，在希伯来人的文化里边，紫色布意味着说好像皇家的人有尊贵的人才能够穿。
And this man's clothes may be represented that he was a man of power.
所以他所穿的衣服代表这个人是一个有权势的人。
It also says that he lived in luxury every day.
这里面也讲到说他天天奢华宴乐。
He was a man who had everything he wanted.
这个人他有他想他所想要的一切
，everything he wanted in this life，
他有这个他今生所向往的一切，他都拥有。
And then I believe he must have lived in a nice house。
我也相信他一定是住在一个非常漂亮的房子里边。
For Jesus says that they came and laid Lazarus at this man's gate。
因为这主耶稣说，他们把这个乞丐拉撒路放在这个财主家的门口。
Only the nice houses had gates.
只有好的房子才有那个大门，才有大门的门口。
But then he contrasts this rich man with Lazarus.
啊，然后主耶稣把这个财主和拉撒路做了一个对比。
This man whose name means God is my help.
拉撒路，我们刚才讲了，他的名字在希伯来文里面意味着神是我的帮助。
It says that he was a beggar.
这里边讲到拉撒路是一个乞讨的。
I can remember seeing people in other countries that would sit on the side of the road with their hands open.
啊，我记得我看到说很多人那些乞讨的，他们坐在路边。他们把他们的手伸出来来乞讨。
Or I have been in countries where children would come up to you and start pulling on you.
啊，也有一些地方，那些乞讨的孩子们，他们来拽你的衣服，来拽你的胳膊，来讨钱、讨东西。
I have seen in America people stand on the side of a road with a sign.
啊，我也看到在美国。啊，很多一些乞丐，他们是站在路边拿着一个牌子来乞讨。
We don't know exactly what this beggar was like, but to beg is to ask people, I need you to help me.
啊，我不知道说拉撒路的情形怎么样，但是我们知道他是一个乞丐，他是在那里祈求别人来帮助他。
It says too that he had to be carried by others.
这里面讲到说他没有办法自己来到那个地方，他要别人要把他送到那个地方去。
For someone came and laid this beggar down at Lazarus's gate.
我们看到说这里面说有人把他来放在财主的门口。
And Jesus continues to paint the picture of this man.
主耶稣继续来描述这个关于拉撒路的情形。
He says,that he had sores covering his body.
他这里面讲到说他有身上都浑身生疮。
And each time Jesus tells us a little bit more, we see the helplessness of this man.
当主耶稣进一步来做详细描述的时候，我们给我们看到的一个幅图画就是这是一个完全需要别人帮助的人。
He was a beggar.
他是一个讨饭的。
Carried by others.
他要别人才能把他放到这个财主
门口。Covered with sores.
他浑身生疮。
And then it says he was hungry.
他这里边讲到说他非常饥饿。
That he longed to even just eat some things that had fallen from the rich man's table.
他饥饿到一个程度，他想吃那个财主从桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
And then Jesus concludes by saying, "Even the dogs came and licked his sores."
他甚至主耶稣正讲到说，甚至那个狗都来舔他身上的疮。
I can imagine when Jesus was telling this that at that point the people said, "Ugh."
我可以想象，当主耶稣讲到那一点的时候，听众会是一个什么样的反应。
Jesus goes on to tell us the fate of both of these men.
主耶稣继续来讲说这两个人的命运。
It says the time came when the beggar died.
这里边主耶稣讲到说时候到了，那这个乞讨的，这个讨饭的死掉了。
And he says in verse 22, the rich man also died.
在第二十二节里面，他还讲到说那个财主也死掉了。
Both men faced death.
不管是财主还是拉撒路，他们都难逃一死。
And we are all in this category.
我们所有的人都是一样。
We will all die.
我们每个人都要面临死亡。
This is a truth that cannot be escaped.
这是一个我们无法回避的真实。
You think I am young.
有些人还年轻。
But youth has nothing to do to keep us safe from death.
可是年轻也不能够使你免于死亡。
Just last year, I was shocked to have two weekends.
去年有两个周末所发生的事让我非常的吃惊。
And during the first weekend, my 19-year-old niece was killed in a car accident.
头一个周末，我的一个子女只有19岁，她在一个车祸中丧生。
I was at her funeral when I found out the next weekend that my best friend's daughter had just been killed.
我去参加我子女的葬礼的时候，第二个周末，我在听说我最好的一个朋友，他的女儿被杀了。
I literally flew from one funeral to another.
我就是从一个葬礼飞到另外一个葬礼。
Two beautiful young 19-year-old women.
两个都19岁年轻漂亮的女孩子。
And I stood over both of my parents when they died.
在我的父母过世的时候，我在他们的身边。
My father was 75.
我的父亲过世的时候是75岁。
And my mother was 71.
我的母亲是71岁。
We are coming upon Mother's Day.
我们来去参加来庆祝母亲节。
I think it is maybe just a week or two away.
我想今年的母亲节很快就到了。
But on Mother's Day, when my mother was 71 years old, that is when she decided to take her life.
在我的妈妈71岁那一年的母亲节，我的母亲决定她结束她的生命。
She had struggled with depression most of her adult life.
她在一生里面，她一直有这个抑郁症。
And on Mother's Day of that year, she decided to take a massive overdose of pills.
在那一年，她71岁那一年的母亲节，她吃了许多的服药，自杀了。
And I called that Sunday to wish her Happy Mother's Day.
那是一个星期天，我打电话，我要祝给她庆祝母亲节。
And when my father went to wake her up, he could not wake her up.
我的父亲去试图把她叫醒，可是他没有办法再把她叫醒来了。
I was in Florida and they were in California.
我在佛罗里达，他们当时生活在加利福尼亚州。
And within hours, I was on a plane to go fly to see her.
在几个小时之内，我就登上飞机到加州去看她。
When I arrived, we had to take her off of the machines that were keeping her alive.
我到的时候，他们就只好把呼吸机拔掉，让她因为呼吸机一直维持她最后的呼吸。
She chose the day of her death.
她选择了她的死亡的时刻。
But my point here is, we will all die.
我在这里要跟大家讲明是，我们都面临的死亡。
Whether it is by an accident,
不论是出于意外也好。
Whether we choose to take our own life,
不管是我们在决定要我们自己要结束我们自己的生命也好。
Or like my father 5 years later, who died as he was aging.
或者说像我的父亲他在我妈妈过世五年以后，他年老自然的死亡。
Here Jesus tells us the contrast of these two men.
这里面主耶稣告诉我们说这两个人的对比。
And he says that when Lazarus died, he was carried to Abraham's side.
这里面讲到说拉撒路死了以后，他被带到亚伯拉罕的旁边。
Now, unless we know the Bible, we do not know the significance of this phrase.
如果我们不懂圣经，我们就不知道说这句话的意义有多么的重大。
But if you know your history, you know who Abraham was.
但是如果你知道你的历史，你就知道说谁亚伯拉罕是谁。
He was the first Yotairan.
他是第一个犹太人。
And all the Jewish people looked to him as their spiritual father.
所有的犹太人看亚伯拉罕的时候，就认为他是他们属灵上的父亲。
And a matter of fact, Jesus taught in another passage that we were to believe like Abraham believed.
主耶稣在另外的圣经章节里面告诉我们说，我们应该像亚伯拉罕一样，有像亚伯拉罕一样的信心。
And if we were to believe as Abraham did, we would become Abraham's children.
如果我们像有亚伯拉罕一样的信心，我们就是亚伯拉罕的后代。
For it is through faith that we enter this spiritual birth.
我们是通过我们的信心，我们成了亚伯拉罕属灵的后代。
And the Bible says that each one who chooses to believe in Jesus Christ becomes a child of Abraham.
圣经告诉我们说，我们所有这些因信归入神名下的人，我们在灵里面，我们就成为亚伯拉罕的孩子。
Because we follow in Abraham's footsteps.
因为我们遵循着亚伯拉罕的脚踪。
Abraham looked ahead to a day when a Savior would come.
亚伯拉罕是远远的望见那啊救世主要来的那一天。
And now today we look back.
我们今天是往后边看，我们因为救世主已经来了。
And we see that this son of Abraham, Jesus himself, is the Savior.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的后代，主耶稣基督自己就是那位救赎主。
So it says that Lazarus was carried to Abraham's side.
所以这里边讲到说，拉撒路被放在亚伯拉罕的旁边。
And this is Jesus' use of a phrase to describe heaven.
这是主耶稣用这句话来描述啊天堂的情形。
For certainly, Father Abraham would be in heaven.
因为我们知道说，亚伯拉罕是在天上。
And then he tells us that this rich man was in another place.
在这里面又告诉我们说，那个财主他是在另外一个地方。
In 23, it says that he was in hell.
这第三二十三节告诉我们说，他在阴间里边。
The Greek word is Hades.
啊，这个希啊希伯来希腊文说是 Hades.
But we learn a little about hell just from this parable.
我们关于阴间。对，从这段比喻里边，我们对阴间有一点点的了解。
It says that the rich man was in a place of torment.
这里边讲到说，这个财主在阴间里边受苦。
And part of his torment is that he could actually see that the man Lazarus was in heaven.
可他受苦的其中的一部分是他能够远远的看见亚伯拉罕。拉撒路在天堂里面。
This rich man who had had everything in this life was longing just for a little bit of what Lazarus was experiencing.
我们看到这个财主就在今世今生今世拥有一切的财主，他在这样一个时刻，他就希望能得到拉撒路所拥有的一点点的东西。
Jesus described it this way.
主耶稣是这样来描述的。
He said that the rich man just wanted a drop of water from the tip of Lazarus's finger to come and drip into his mouth.
圣经里面告诉我们说，主他只要想要的就是让拉撒路用指头蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头。
For he said, I am in agony in this fire.
因为他说，因为我在火焰里极其痛苦。
Jesus is using poetry here.
这主耶稣在这里好像是用在写诗，用写诗的手法来描述这一切。
Just one drop of water from the tip of his finger to just touch my tongue.
他讲到说，就是用指头蘸一点水来凉凉我的舌头。
For he was in a place of torment and agony.
因为他处在一个在阴间极度受苦。
You know, the Bible has a lot to say about hell.
在圣经里面许多地方讲到阴间，讲到地狱。
But in our culture, it is not a very popular subject.
可是在我们的文化里面讲阴间，讲地狱不是一个讨人喜欢的话题。
Most of us want to think, well, God is good and kind, everyone will be in heaven.
很多人都愿意讲说神是美善。我们每个人的结局都是在天堂里。
But if this were true, it would be an affront to the character of God.
如果这是对真的，那就和神的性情完全是冲突的。
Because the Bible says that God is a God of love.
圣经里面确实讲说神是爱。
But it also says that he is a God of justice.
但是圣经里面也讲到说，神不仅仅是爱的神，他还是公义的神。
And that all sin must be punished.
所有的罪都要得到惩罚。
We don't like to think about hell, but we all like justice.
我们都不愿意讲到阴间讲到地狱的事，但是我们都 愿公义得到伸张。
Or at least we like justice when someone does something to us.
至少当别人虐待我们的、苦待我们的时候，我们希望说正义能够得到伸张。
And we say, oh, he must be punished.
我们在这种情况上，我们常常讲说，他一定要为此受
惩罚。There must be justice.
说正义一定要来到。
But when we do something,
可是当我们自己啊做错事的时候
，we want forgiveness.
我们要的是饶恕。
But God is a God of justice.
可是我们的神不仅是啊，我们的神是公义的神。
And I would like to read just two or three verses that the Bible uses to talk about hell.
啊，我想我在啊看圣经里面几处地方啊讲到圣经啊神所谈到啊的阴界和地狱的事情。
The first is in 2 Thessalonians.
第一处是在帖撒罗尼迦后书
Chapter 1 verses 8 and 9
第一章的第八节和第九节
好 Verse 8 says He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus
第八节讲到说神要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣福音的人
They will be punished with everlasting destruction.
第九节讲到说他们要受刑罚就是永远沉沦。
And shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power.
离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Here again we understand that hell is a place of punishment.
我们知道说阴间地狱是一个惩罚受刑罚的地方。
And it says that Those who do not follow God will be punished with everlasting destruction.
这里面讲到说，那些不跟从耶稣的人要受刑罚，要永远的沉沦。
Their punishment will be complete.
他们的所受的刑罚是完完全全的。
God's justice will be satisfied.
一直到神的公义得到满足。
But then the writer tells us that hell is a place of eternal separation from God.
这里边也告诉我们说，阴间地狱是和神永远隔绝的地方。
That they will be shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of His power.
他们这里讲到说，他们受刑罚永远成了离开主的面和他全能的荣光。
Eternal destruction and eternal separation.
这是永远的。刑罚和永远的与神分离。
Jesus gave us the picture of this in Luke 16.
在路加福音，我们刚一直在看的第十六章，就给我们看到这一个真理的图画。
This separation between God and His people, and between those that do not know Him.
啊，这个讲到说神和他的百姓。与那些不认识神的人，他们之间的分离。
For he said that there was a great chasm that was fixed between the two.
因为在这里边，主耶稣说这里有深渊限定在他们彼此之间。
A great chasm has been fixed.
说有深渊限定。
So that those who want to go from heaven to hell cannot.
那些想从天堂到地阴间去的，没有办法。
There are some people that teach that the Bible says after you die, you can have another chance.
有些人讲圣经的时候告诉你说，你死以后，你还会有一个机会来做选择。
Some that teach an idea that there is a place you can go to kind of work to become better.
有些人告诉你说你死后会你可以到一个地方在那里去努力然后你可以成为一个更好的。
But another verse is in Hebrews 9:27.
我们知道说另外一段章节在希伯来书 9:27. 第九章第二十七节。
I'm sorry this was not in my notes.
No, that's fine.
Hebrews 9:27, I will quote it. It says,And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that, the judgment.
第九章第二十七节希伯来书这里讲到说，按照定命，人人都有一死。
To die once and then judgment.
死后且有审判。
There are no second chances.
啊，不会有第二次的机会。
For God looks at the life we have lived in this life.
因为神看重我们在这世上我们的生活。
Jesus taught another idea about hell in the Gospel of Matthew.
啊，主耶稣在啊。马太福音里面也有提到阴间地狱的事情。
Matthew 25:46
啊，马太福音第二十五章第四十六节。
This statement is at the end of a section that the Bible calls the parable of the sheep and the goats.
这里边讲到啊，是讲到说山羊和绵羊的审判啊那一段的结尾。
And Jesus taught that there would be a day when people would be separated, like sheep and goats are separated.
主耶稣说，那一日要到来，人就会像绵羊和山羊被分开一样，人也要被分成这样两个部分。
For some reason, he says the sheep go to heaven.
啊，这里面主耶稣讲到说，那个绵羊要进天堂
，and the goats go to hell.
这个山羊要去阴间和地狱。
But he's not talking about sheep and goats.
但他不是在讲山羊和绵羊的事情。
He's talking about two kinds of people.
他是讲两类人的事情。
And in verse 46, he says this. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life.
四十六节，他讲到说，那些人啊，这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
That some will go away to eternal punishment.
啊，有些人要进入那个永刑里面去。
And others will be brought into the presence of eternal life.
啊，另外一部分人要进到永生里面去。
But what I want you to notice is the word eternal.
啊，我要在这里你要注意的一个词就是永远。
There is false teaching today going around that this God of love would never.Punish anyone to an eternal death.
啊，我想今天有一些异端讲，告诉你说，神不会永远的处罚你。
We like to think in terms of, well, I will live forever in eternal life.
我们常常会想说啊，我们会一直在永远活着。
But here Jesus uses the exact same words to talk about eternal punishment.
可是主耶稣在这里面实实在告诉我们讲到说永远的刑罚。
How long is forever?
永远有多远？
We can't comprehend this.
我们没有办法理解。
But it should cause us to fall to our knees.
可是我实在说，当我们想到这一点的时候，我没有办法不畏惧。
To say, Oh God, help me.To rescue those who face an eternal punishment.
没有办法不来到神面前，就是神啊，帮助那求拯救那些要面临永远刑罚的人。
Jesus taught that hell and heaven are eternal places.
主耶稣讲到说，天堂是永远的。
To illustrate this,
地狱和地狱也是永远的。
To illustrate this, he quoted a verse from the book of Isaiah.
啊，为了讲明这一点，他甚至从以赛亚书里边啊引用了一段章节。
But we will read Mark 9:48.
啊，我们来看啊马可福音啊九章。
And in Mark, Jesus too is talking about hell.
Mark
9:48.
啊，九章四十八节。
He's quoting a verse from the book of Isaiah.When Jesus talking about hell says this,
啊，九章第四十八节，主耶稣在讲啊阴间和地狱的时候，他引用了旧约以赛亚书的一段章节，是这样讲的。
And he gives us a picture here that hell is eternal.
他在这里面给我们看到一幅图画，讲到阴间和地狱是永远的。
He says it is a place where their worm does not die.
他讲到说在那里。虫是不死的
and the fire is not quenched.
火是不灭的。
Do you notice the word there?
你看到吗？说在那里，这个词讲的说在那里，
不好在那里，
那是不是一个好的地方
？It says T-H-E-I-R, their worm.
他讲到说这是啊，英文是 T-H-E-I-R, 这是他们的。
The idea being, each person has a worm.
这讲到说每个人都是有一个虫子。
A worm assigned to them.
有一个虫子来分配给那些每一个在永行里面的人。
And this worm will never die.
讲到说这个虫是不死的。
Where worms feed on that which is dead.
那这个虫是靠吃他们的肉来活着的。
But the picture God gives is that this worm is eternal.
他这里边神告给我们看了一个图画，这些虫在他们身上的虫也是永远的。
Where their worm does not die.
在那里他们身上的虫是不会死的，一直在饲养着他们。
And the fire is not quenched.
这里讲到说火也是不灭的。
These are just a few thoughts that the Bible has about hell.
这里边我们讲了就是关于神啊，圣经关于阴间和地狱的一些描述。
And Jesus spoke about hell over and over again as a warning.
主耶稣在世上的时候，一次又一次提到阴间和地狱，用来警醒我们。
So what is this warning that Jesus gives?
啊，主耶稣给我们的啊警醒是什么呢
？In our parable, Lazarus begs, or the rich man begs, for God to send Lazarus to warn his family.
我们看到在这里面啊，我们在读的这段比喻里面。这个富人啊，这个财主，他让亚伯拉罕说：“你把拉撒路派到我的家里边去，来警告我的弟兄们。”
It says that Lazarus begged that Abraham, or I'm sorry, that the rich man begged that Lazarus would go to his house. And he was told there was a separation. This cannot happen.
这个财主想让亚伯拉罕派拉撒路到他的家里边去告诉他们的弟兄们这样一个真实的情况。
That Lazarus could not warn him.
我们知道拉撒路没有办法做到这一点。
That Lazarus could not warn his brothers who were still living.
拉撒路没有办法向他财主还那些还活着的弟兄发出警告。
Send someone, he said, that send Lazarus that he could just warn my brothers of this place.
我们看到这个财主跟亚伯拉罕说：“你派拉撒路去，警告我的弟兄们，让他们不要重蹈我的覆辙。”
And Jesus says two important things in response to this.
主耶稣在这里讲到了两点非常重要的事情，我们要记得。
He says, first of all, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.
啊，主耶稣在这里讲说，他们有摩西和先知的书在他们手里，他们可以听从摩西和先知的话语。
He says, they have the Bible, the very words of God to warn them.
他讲了，亚伯拉罕讲到说，有他们有。这个圣经有摩西和先知的书，有神的话语来警告他们。
Now they only had the Old Testament.
在那个时候，我们知道他们只有圣经的旧约部分。
We have the writings of both the Old and New.
啊，我们可以读圣经的旧约部分和新约部分。
And he's saying that God will reveal truth about this place of judgment from the Scriptures.
在这里边，亚伯拉罕说，神可以会用这些话语来把阴间和地狱的真理向他们表明。
But the interesting thing is that our hearts are often hardened to the word of God.
可是非常有趣，常常我们的心是刚硬的，在神的话语面前，我们的心是刚硬的。
And I have seen, well, I've seen my own life.
我看到很多，我也看到我自己的生活。
When I was young, I was not interested in the things of God.
当我年轻的时候，我对神的事情没有兴趣。
I didn't hear this message about Jesus until I was 17 years old.
我没有听过神基督的这段话语，一直到我17岁的时候。
And yet some people hear these words of God from the time they are very young.
我们知道说有些人是从他们非常小的时候就开始啊。有福来听到神的这些话语。
And they harden their hearts to the word of God.
可是他们的心是刚硬的，在神的话语面前，他们选择不接受。
I have just been reading the Bible with some of the Chinese students for 2 years.
啊，我和有些中国学生一起来读圣经，差不多两年的时间。
And last week I asked them, "What do you think about all that we've been reading?"
上个礼拜我在问他们说，我们读这些，你有什么想法？
And one of the men said, I just can't believe.
有一个人说，我就是没有办法相信。
And I thought, he has Moses and the prophets who are warning him.
那个时候我就想到这句话，他有摩西和先知的书来作为他的警告。
But then Jesus says this second thing.
另外主耶稣讲到了第二点。
Remember first he said, if Lazarus could just go and warn my brothers.
你知道主耶稣亚伯拉罕讲说拉撒路没有办法去你的家里边来向你的弟兄们发出警告。
And Jesus says, well, they have Moses and the prophets.
但是他们有摩西和先知的书来警告他们。
But yes, if Lazarus were to go and come back to life, if he were to go and tell my brother, certainly they would repent.
但是这个财主说，如果拉撒路这个从死里复活，有一个从死里复活的去警告我的那些弟兄们，他们一定会悔改。
Verse 30 says, But if someone from the dead goes back to them, they will repent.
第三十节讲到说，我主亚伯拉罕呢，不是的，有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
And here we come to the main point of the parable.
在这里我们看到了这个比喻的中心。
All the other is just description.
其他的部分都是一些描述和铺垫。
But this is the point that Jesus wanted to come to.
这是主耶稣在这边这比喻里边要讲的真理。
And he says this, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced even if someone rises from the dead.
主耶稣借着亚伯拉罕说，若不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
And Jesus had in his mind his own resurrection.
主耶稣那个时候想到的是他自己从死里复活的情形。
I love to tell this part of the history.
我非常愿意把这段历史的这一段历史和大家分享。
The Bible says that Jesus was led outside Jerusalem and hung on a cross to die.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣被领到耶路撒冷城之外，在十字架上受死。
That when he was dying, God was putting his justice not on me, but on Jesus.
主耶稣在十字架上的时候，神把一切的罪的惩罚放在耶稣基督的身上，而不是放在我们这些罪人身上。
That Jesus was taking the punishment from the Father that I deserved.
主耶稣承担了，承受了父神本来要加在我们身上的惩罚。
That God's wrath was being satisfied.
因为这样的惩罚，神的震怒可以得以消除。
And he hung like a common criminal.
主耶稣在十字架上就像一个罪犯一样被吊在十字架上。
On a garbage dump outside of Jerusalem.
在那个耶路撒冷城外那个垃圾山上边。
And he did that for you and me.
他这样做是为了你，也是为了我。
And you think that would have been enough?
我讲
You think that would have been enough.
啊，你在你如果想说这还这样够不够？
But then the Bible says that Jesus came back to life.
我们看到主耶稣不仅仅为我们受死。
That the history records that this dead man is alive.
圣经这部历史告诉我们说，那个人从死里复活了。
Proving that he had power over death itself.
来证明他有征服死亡的能力。
And the Bible goes on to say that he was seen by over 500 people.
啊，圣经里边告诉我们说，他死从死里复活以后。他显给许多人看，一时间曾经显给五百人看。
Over a period of 40 days，
在四十天的时间里边
，He came and taught them。
他从死里复活，他再继续来啊、来给来教训他们。
He came back to life and actually sat down and ate with them。
他从死里复活，他就来教训这些门徒，甚至和他们一起同吃同住
，giving them proof after proof。That this dead man was alive again.
给他们一个又一个的证据，让他们实在知道耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And it was with this in mind that Jesus said these words in Luke 16.
当主耶稣在讲到路加福音的第十六章这个比喻的时候，他心里面想到的是这样一个图画。
He said, "If they will not believe." What the Old Testament says, they will not believe even if someone rises from the dead.
主耶稣讲到说，如果他们不信摩西和先知的话语，即使有一个从死里复活的对他们说话，他们也是不听劝。
How about you?
我们呢？
Have you considered these things?
你有没有仔细去想过这些事情？
Have you hardened your heart to God?
你的心对神的话语是不是刚硬？
He's been drawing you in.
神在用他的话语来呼召你。
You've been studying and reading these truths about Jesus.
你在一直在读，在听这些关于神的真理。
And now he's saying, I want you to believe.
在这里神说我要你相信我。
Put your trust in me.
把你的信心放在我里面。
For I am the living one.
因为我是从死里复活那一位。
And I can rescue you from the torment of hell.
我可以把也仅只有我可以把你从那个阴间死亡的阴间里拯救出来。
This is the good news.
这是何等的好消息。
Christ died.Jesus Christ died.
耶稣基督死了。
Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And Jesus Christ has promised he is coming back one day.
主耶稣基督他也应许我们说有一天他要再回来。
To judge both the dead and the living.
来审判死人活人。
Don't wait. Don't wait.
不要再等待。
Give your life to Christ.
把你的生命交在主耶稣的手上。
You can do that tonight.
今天晚上你就可以做到这一点。
You can talk to a friend and say, I want to put my trust in Christ.
你可以和你的朋友讲，我要把我的信心放在耶稣身上。
I want to live with Him.
我要和耶稣基督啊，我要活在耶稣基督里面。
I want this gift of eternal life.
我要享受耶稣基督所赐给的永恒生命。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we have listened to these words.